Psalm 90, or When the Crown Falls, Learn to Live by the Clock of God. After Psalm 89 left the crown in the dust, Psalm 90 does something startling. It goes back before David, before Zion, before the temple, to Moses. When the kingdom shakes, Scripture sends us into the wilderness. That matters. This is the only psalm titled A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God. And Moses begins, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. New International Version. Moses says this is a man who never settled in the land. He lived in palaces, deserts, tents, and gravesides. So this is not cozy language. It is radical theology. Before God's people had a home, they had God as home. Western readers often miss how shocking that is. In the ancient world, identity was tied to land, house, ancestry, and shrine. But Israel's deepest security was never brick or border. Their true address was the Lord himself. Augustine was right. The heart is restless until it rests in God. Psalm 90 says more, whole generations are homeless until they dwell in him. Then comes one of the most searching lines in Scripture. Before the mountains were brought forth, God was God. The Hebrew uses birth language. Even mountains, the ancient symbol of permanence, are pictured as newborns beside him. What looks oldest to us is still young to God. The centre of the psalm is severe. Moses had watched a whole generation fall in the wilderness under judgment. You return people to dust. New International Version. And later, return, Lord. The same Hebrew root, shav, stands behind both. That is the ache of the psalm. Sin turns us back to dust. Mercy must turn God toward us. Divine wrath here is not divine irritability. It is holiness exposing what we hide. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. New International Version. The face we most need is also the light from which nothing can be concealed. So when Moses prays, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. New International Version. He is not asking for morbid self-awareness. In Hebrew, the sense is closer to bring a heart of wisdom. Numbering our days is not grim arithmetic. It is learning to carry our brief lives rightly before God. Calvin observed that we stay proud because we live as if death belongs to other people. Psalm 90 tears that illusion away, but only to make us wise. And then the surprise. The psalm ends with work. Establish the work of our hands. Twice. Brief lives are not meaningless lives. Dusty hands may still do lasting things if God gives them weight. Desert grass withers by evening, but labour offered to God need not vanish with us. In Christ, the eternal Son entered numbered days, bore wrath, lay in dust, and rose again. Because of him, our work is no longer a frantic bid for permanence. It becomes a place where God's beauty rests. Suggested cross-references. Deuteronomy 33:27, Ecclesiastes 7:2, Isaiah 46:8, James 4:14. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Suggested hymn, O God, our help in ages past. The prayer. Lord, you have been our dwelling place when all else shifts. Teach us to feel the truth of our brief days without despair, to face our sin without hiding, and to receive your mercy without presumption. Establish the work of our hands in Christ and let your beauty rest upon us. Amen.